It's time for some collective wisdom, a podcast advancing the cannabis revolution one conversation at a time. We all benefit from sharing knowledge and experiences. So if you want to learn about the business of cannabis from those in the trenches, you've come to the right place. Here's your host, Lisa Tolner, co-founder of SensiChew.
Hello and welcome. This is Lisa, and I'm here in the studio today in Costa Mesa, California. And I'm looking forward to talking to you about some new developments that are happening in the cannabis space that I think you will find very interesting. Namely, that new products are coming to the forefront that merge cannabis and nutraceuticals. And this is a whole new area when you think about it, because cannabis as it stands now is a little bit of a standalone. We've learned how to extract CBD and CBN and some of these other cannabinoids, and to great effect, but there still isn't much of a merger with other healthy components and elements that we know are out there and that consumers are comfortable with, they feel safe with, and they're using to improve their health in various ways. Now, our company, Sensi Brands, and our product, Sensi Chew Insomnia, was the first product on the market to introduce cannabis with melatonin. And that was really groundbreaking in its time, which would have been back in September of 2014. And it's still today one of our top-selling products, but it is an excellent demonstration at how a nutraceutical product, melatonin, which we all know helps to regulate sleep pattern and keep you in a deeper, calmer sleep throughout the night, when combined with cannabis, really makes an ultimate sleep aid, especially those with severe insomnia. So along those lines, I'm continually looking at products that are coming out into the cannabis universe and thinking, how can we make them better? How can they be more effective for people? Because at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. It's about making products that help people feel better. So when we approach development of a product, the very first thing we do is we look at the consumer. Who is that consumer? Who's going to be using the product? Because it's actually very diverse. You've got new consumers who've never used cannabis before, a day in their lives. You have an experienced consumer who've used it maybe their whole life. Students, you have moms, you have people who are trying cannabis because something actually is starting to hurt. They're reaching that point in their life where they're aging a little and the knees hurt or the back hurts or they're having gastrointestinal issues for the first time. You have people buying products who are buying them for a family member who is suffering. And then one of the biggest markets now is senior citizens who are looking for alternatives to traditional pharmaceuticals. They're tired of the side effects, and who can blame them? So all these different types of consumers are coming to cannabis. They're looking to cannabis for a better way, for a little bit better solution that's milder, that's more gentle, and that will ultimately help them feel better. So that's one of the things we look at. Then the next thing we look at is, what is it that people actually want in a product? So there's a myriad of different needs there as well. Are they looking to address a specific ailment, insomnia, pain, anxiety, some of the most common? Do they want a low-dose product? So they want to be able to microdose easily, start with a small dose, and then if they're still uncomfortable, they can take another one. Do they want CBD? Do they want THC? Do they want a combination of both? Are they looking at plant-based options? Vegan options are becoming increasingly popular as people are looking to get away from animal proteins for obvious reasons, digestion, metabolism, weight gain, and so forth. Do they want low sugar options? Do they want low sodium options? As you can tell, the variations are vast. So knowing the consumer, knowing what they need and what they want and what they're looking for is really the starting point. Then from there, you want to look at what components are out there that go great with cannabis. And a lot of things require science, they require chemistry, they require food scientists, nutritionists, and experts in the field to help you get there. So you know the right dosing, you know how it's going to combine and homogenize well with cannabis. Because at the end of the day, it still has to taste good, still has to look good. Let's face it, as consumers, we're all a little picky. We don't want to take things and that don't taste good. Going back to old Julie Andrews in Sound of Music, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Unfortunately, we're still all a little trained to think that way. So our goal has always been to create the most healthy products we can. The least amount of sugar, the least amount of salt, the least amount of fat, whatever it takes to deliver a great product. And we're continuing that mindset as we prepare to roll out our newest product, which will be Scentsy Gummies. Now, Scentsy Gummies are unique in one very special way, in that we are combining cannabis with omega-3. And omega-3, in some of the research that has been done and is continuing to be done, is proving to be a beautiful marriage with cannabis. And the reason for that is they are both consisted of fatty acids. And the body knows exactly what to do with fatty acids, both cannabis and both omega-3. And they both interact beautifully with the endocannabinoid system and ultimately allow the cannabis to be absorbed even more fully into the cells and bloodstream. So you're getting much better effect, you're getting a deeper effect, a more consistent effect, and ultimately you'll get the maximum benefit out of the cannabis that you're taking. And as many of you may know, omega-3 on its own right is a spectacular, very important, essential nutrient to the human body. It acts a lot like cannabis with the endocannabinoid system. And in doing that, helps to reduce inflammation, helps to regulate metabolism, helps to regulate immune system. It's good for the heart. It's good for the nervous system. So it provides a very gentle but overall health to the human body. And without it, if you have a omega-3 deficiency, you are not in balance. Your homeostasis is out of whack, is the best way to put it. And in fact, some of the things that we're starting to understand, there was a recent study conducted by the University of Bordeaux in France, a study on mice, and an omega-3 deficiency was pretty alarming. It increased the development of obesity. It also had an effect on the heart, those that were having cardiac issues. Chronic deficiency of omega-3 is something we all want to avoid. So if you can add that omega-3 with your cannabis that you might be taking for chronic pain or for sleep or for anxiety, you're just getting an extra boost. You're getting the omega-3 that your body needs, and you're getting a better cellular uptake of your cannabis. So it's truly a win-win. So what we see and what we envision as the future of cannabis and nutraceuticals is there will be an increasing intersection of these two fields as the cannabis arena continues to evolve and grow. And we hope, as our company, Scentsy Brands, we hope to be on the forefront of that. We were the first to bring Scentsy Chew Insomnia to market with melatonin. We'll be the first to bring Scentsy Gummies to market with omega-3. We are also launching a soft gel cannabinoid CBD with melatonin. That will be the first. So looking for ways that we can marry nutraceuticals that we know are trusted and that work, merge them with cannabis so that consumers are getting more value out of their cannabis products and ultimately, at the end of the day, feeling better. If you'd like to learn more about Scentsy Brands and what we're up to, we would love to hear from you. You can reach us at info@scentsyproducts.com. You can go on our website, scentsyproducts.com. You can also listen to more information on the general cannabis industry and interesting things that are happening at cacollectivewisdom.com. If you like this show and other shows, please leave us a review and your comments. We will get back to you. And we're just excited to be part of this dynamic space. It's moving and ever-changing, looking for its role and place in the world of health and wellness. And we hope to continue to bring you valuable information so that you can decide for yourself.
That's this week's episode of the Collective Wisdom Podcast. Join us each week for another episode on OC Talk Radio, streaming on Thursdays at 3 p.m., and you can download Collective Wisdom wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to visit cacollectivewisdom.com or email us at collectivewisdompodcast@gmail.com to join the conversation. Thank you for listening.